This podcast replay is brought to you by Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. From roof leak repairs, preventative maintenance, or full roof replacements for both commercial and residential customers. For the last 25 years, South Floridians have counted on Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com, a certified white green contractor.
Richard says, you have been right 99% of the time with the Dolphins, but you have stood behind our quarterback. All of your insiders, your Dolphins insiders, have disagreed with you, and is potentially why is that? Well, they all disagreed with me that Flo should get fired. So, hey, man, listen, you know, Richard, I've been doing this is my 32nd year that I'm doing this now, okay? In my 32 years, do you know how many times I've done things that are incredibly unpopular? Like a ton. A ton. You think when fans, they sign Ndamukong Suh and they go crazy, and here I am going, stupid signing, stupid use of the money, he'll never live up to the contract, he'll never produce like what you want, no, he's not going to make the defense elite, and you know how I got killed for that? And then what happened? As time went on, they all said, damn, what a jerk, but he's right. Because that's usually what happens with me. And I get it. I do these things. And I was saying, you should fire Flo, you should fire Flo, you should fire Flo, this and this, this and this. I gave you example after example as the year was going on, all the stupid things he was doing and has done to hurt the team. During the middle of a winning streak. Who the hell does that, by the way? Who does that? Nobody does that. Nobody. They signed Joe Philbin, Jacob. The day they signed Joe Philbin, I said, what a horrible signing. No personality. He can't lead men. And he won't be able to build a staff. I said all of that from day one. Ask anybody that was listening to me on 640. And guess what? Hated me, said, oh, how can you not even give him a chance? Isn't that, well, I know enough people in the Green Bay building that know him. Not popular. Mike Wallace signs a big-ass contract to be the number one receiver. I said, stupid deal. He's not a number one receiver. I had people going after me because the blind-ass Dolphin fan, you know, is not a logical person. They think that you're evil and you want the team to lose, which is the furthest thing from the truth in my eyes. Anybody that really knows me knows that I want the Dolphins to win more than almost anybody else. But that's not my job to be here a cheerleader. For that, you listen to fan shows. They have no objectivity and they have no insight. You know what I mean? So if you want to do that, you can do that. You know what I mean? But I'm a fan. Of course, I love my Dolphins. But if I don't like something, I'm going to tell you I don't like it. And sometimes I'm going to tell you, no matter what, I don't care how good or how glorious or how exhilarating the moment is or that you think it is, like the 7-game winning streak that meant absolutely nothing. So I've done this my whole life. Vontae Davis gets drafted, and my information is he's immature. And I got booed by 2,000 people. And maybe one of those 2,000 is watching right now. I don't know. Or downloading at some point in the day or night or this week or something, listening to this segment. But that's been who I am since I started this thing 31 years ago. I am just brutally honest. If I screw up, I'm going to tell you, hey, I screwed up and this is my fault and I apologize and I'll try to correct it. You know what I mean? That's just who I am, good or bad, man. Just be honest and just get over it. Move on. So this is nothing new for me that the writers were disagreeing with me on Flo and the writers are disagreeing with me on Tua. That's fine, man. It's all good. That's what sports is all about. That's the beauty of sports, that we argue back and forth, you know, and it's the Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning, you know, that's life. That's how it is. By the way, Ryan Leaf, talking about being wrong. Loved Ryan Leaf. That snow game? Holy crap, I saw that. But you never know what's going to happen once you come into the pros and the pressure builds and you just don't know mentally how people are going to handle being in a big, you know, you might be a lawyer, but are you ready for a big time case? You know, you might want to be a cop, but are you ready to handle the dangerous situations? Well, what you want to do is one thing. Can you actually do it when it happens is something else, you know? So, yeah, it's going to happen. That's how it is, man. People are going to agree and disagree. It's sports. Alexander says they also offered X and a player, just trying to show some love. They also offered X and a player. Are you talking about for the first overall pick? I wouldn't have any problem with any of that. As long as, listen, one of the things, I always laugh at this too, like, the front office screwed up on the Josh Rosen trade, right? Okay, so do we want the team that we had for, I don't know, about 20 years that rarely went after quarterbacks and actually had one guy for 7 years and didn't even bring any competition in or anything like that? Or do we want the team that's going to continue to try to get quarterbacks every year until you hit on one? Because this is also what I love. Okay, so they miss on Josh Rosen. All right, it was a miss. Top 10 overall pick. Following year, you get him for a second and a fifth. All right. He looked like he could pass the ball, but mentally, you still don't know. Kind of like Ryan Leaf. Two different cases mentally, but still, kind of the same thing. And so, I want a front office that's going to keep trying for a quarterback. And if you keep failing, you keep trying and you keep trying. That's what I would rather have than what I've seen for the last 20 years. There wasn't enough quarterbacks being taken. Enough quarterbacks being drafted. So at one point or another, you'll hit on the quarterback. But what are you supposed to do? You know, you can't just stand pat. You got to keep trying. And I give them credit that at least they keep trying. And I think they've got the guy in Tua. Now you've got to do the right thing and build around the young man.